No, I'm on my hand. What's going on?
Alright, there we go.
Alright, there we go.
Take a pallet.
Yes, Lady A is going off. Alright, so...
Let's try this again!
Alright, so G-S-S-I-E-Z-G K-E 7 Z. Okay, I've got both of your gamer tags written down.
Altitude 33,000 feet on autopilot vertical hold 500 feet per minute.
I will add you.
0500.
Nice.
I have to figure out that Xbox app. I know you can do it.
I think
you gotta go.
Autopilot vertical hold 600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 33,000 feet.
Okay, so, yeah.
700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude locked 33,000 feet. Autopilot S speed hold 209 knots on 241 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 241 degrees. 160 feet, 1,600 feet. Local time 12:28 and 34 seconds p.m. Takeoff bounces 3. Takeoff distance 5,369 feet.
Actually, you're
autopilot
heading hold 200
feet. Autopilot wing metal off 214 knots. 0.32. Autopilot map 450 feet.
I can hear you. What's going on, Brad? Whatever.
Yeah, I'm talking.
1,700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical 1,700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 33,000 feet. Landing gear up.
Brandon's trying to get Spotify on his Xbox.
Autopilot vertical 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 33,000 feet.
Oh, there we go. No problem.
241 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 241 degrees. 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 33,000 feet. 239 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 239 degrees. 245 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 245 degrees. 254 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 254 knots. 2,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 33,000 feet. 0.38. Autopilot map hold map 0.38. 256 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 256 degrees. 259 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 259 knots. 257 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 2,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 33,000 feet. 0.39. Autopilot map hold map 0.39. 2,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold 2,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 33,000 feet.
Control shift M mutes. Control shift Z definite.
Cool. Didn't know that.
Yep.
Deafen is make it loud as hell.
Deafen is. Oh, you said deafen, so I was gonna deafen.
I can just,
I'm showing.
I can just do this. So, I can't hear any of you now, but you guys can still hear me, I believe.
Thing.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Sarah, what did you do, man? What did you... Sheesh.
What did I eat? Well, beans.
Musical fruit.
The more you eat,
0.41. Autopilot map hold map 0.41.
Oh, I'm flying over my fans. By the way, Mr. Leonard, what's the name of your joystick thingy?
5,000 feet altimeter.
Oh, I think he definitely does.
I think he muted us.
5,500 feet altimeter. 0.42. Or 0.42.
Nice. Oh, you're nice.
No, you're not.
No,
but try that out.
Jesse,
it's a toggle.
Yeah, hold on. I'm kind of looking at this climb here.
No.
So,
you could probably ask me your question, Jesse.
What's the name of your joystick?
Sure. My joystick is a Thrustmaster TOTUS.
Oh! I did see that at Best Buy, but they don't sell it. like in stores or anything.
Oh. No, you. I bought mine from Amazon.
So there's no way where you can feel it.
Nah, unfortunately, but I can tell you what it looks like though.
No, but I can. Never mind. Shut up, Jesse. You're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, you might get it. You might get in trouble.
Nothing.
It's all right, bud.
Go ahead. Like I sort of know what. Sort of like I'm assuming it's like a.
Okay,
like
so
thing, like a joystick in the middle.
It's like, it has two parts to it.
256 degrees.
The left hand quadrant is a throttle quadrant. It has its own throttle quadrant, and it has a little lever that moves from left to right on the front of the throttle, like rudder pedals.
Mm-hmm.
So use those. And it's got three buttons on the side of the throttle. And it has two buttons on the front, facing the same as the rudder. And below the three buttons, there's a single button. And that's basically what the throttle quadrant is. And moving it down. On the same quadrant, on the front. Not where the stick is, but basically on the closest to you on the device. There are three buttons, and you can use one. Those are basically for plugging into PlayStation and stuff like that. There's pause, there's view, there's one above that. I'm not entirely sure. Okay. And then on the right side,
1800 feet, autopilot vertical hold, 1800 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 3000 feet.
Your control unit.
344 knots, autopilot speed lock, 1600 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1600 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 33000 feet, 0.53, autopilot map hold, map 0.53. 1500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 33000 feet.
And then right beside the hatch. And then another button right beside that. But unlike the button beside it, it doesn't just press down. The right one clicks.
Autopilot vertical hold, 1,400 feet per minute.
Here, I'll show you.
1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet per minute.
This one.
1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet per minute.
That one.
1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet.
The very top of the control yoke is a single button.
1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet, 0.54. Autopilot map hold, map 0.54. 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet. 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet.
And of course you have your trigger.
1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,500 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet.
And the joystick has all motion.
1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet.
And it even has a twistable. It even has a twistable.
45 degrees. Autopilot vertical hold, 45 degrees. 1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, 1,600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet.
It will do what you need.
354 knots. Autopilot speed hold, 0.55. Autopilot map hold, map 0.55.
And there is no software with it. It's just a plug and play.
46 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 46 degrees. 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, 1,500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 33,000 feet.
I have this on the side of my desk.
Can you fit it in your lap?
I could. Yeah.
47 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 47 degrees.
On the back of the unit, there is an Allen wrench, a detachable Allen wrench, that you can detach and you can screw off 0.56,
autopilot map hold, 0.56. 48 degrees, autopilot
heading
hold, 48 degrees.
So wait a minute, how does it go held in?
It's screwed in. So for example, here.
Why would you want to take apart the light stick?
Really, I don't.
49 degrees,
autopilot
heading hold, 49 degrees.
I just don't. It's not worth the trouble.
No.
You better hope you don't lose that screw.
Oh no, trust me. I always attach that Allen wrench the moment I'm done. The thing is, I've worked with tools.
0.57, autopilot map hold, 0.57.
So I definitely know how to use various different tools like a Phillips head, a flathead, Allen wrench.
Oh yeah.
I've done that a lot. Yeah.
No, I know that. I'm just saying.
51 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 51 degrees.
So that throttle thing, I just hope you don't use that screw.
Oh no, you won't. Because the screw doesn't come out of the. It doesn't come out of the thing. It's sort of it's held in place, but it's allowed the screw to increase. Yep. Give me just one quick stop minute, guys.
I don't know where you're at.
Over Havana?
Still over Havana? Wow.
No, I'm actually over... Havana car something... Something... I don't really know what's going on.
Autopilot, 0.60.
Do you know what I think is going on? I think in reality, like you're almost about to hit the ground, you're supposed to cut your speed down because I know that when I've been on a plane, when I'm about to just about a pull before I hit the ground, I hear...
We did.
Yep.
When I was coming into Florida, it was... Boom!
Yep.
Oh, you didn't...
He never came back on the power. Sorry? Could I get you to do me a favor? Depending on what it is, yeah, what's up?
Could you send me a direct message with a link to the Discord server? I actually got somebody that's wanting to join.
Sure. No, you don't. Yeah, I have it in my notes. Hold on.
Okay. At some point, could I get one of you to kind of guide me through how to get started with Pro ATCX? Because I am struggling really, really hard with that. I don't know if either of you use it. But.
I haven't used it in a while.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I use it a little. You update your IRAC and stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I bought that last night.
Okay. So you know how to import your IRAC and your...
Oh, yeah. The only problem is, whenever I go to request a checklist, I don't even hear the profile at all.
How are you doing it?
I'm pressing Control Shift 4 for the checklist. And
oh,
then
Control Shift 4 and then 1.
Yes, for the pre-cockpit checklist.
And you should hear pre-cockpit checklist.
Yes. I hear the pre-cockpit checklist, please, but I don't hear anything else.
They don't say like
exterior inspection.
Exterior inspection and this annoying ass lady's voice.
No, I don't even hear that.
Ooh.
Oh, that's weird.
Did you load your Active sky or anything, when you load your flight plan and everything, do you have active sky or anything? Do you like the A's come on?
No, I does it use
Active Sky?
You can. There's a thing where you can give it like a directory. There's a special directory where it's like a snapshot thing.
Yes.
And that's where it gets the ADIS information from. I'm assuming you can use
I must have done something wrong.
I can't really figure out what it would be.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe we can get together somehow and I can try to hear what
he's doing. Oh, I know. He could, he could stream his display to Discord. Will that actually catch the audio, though?
I don't know.
I probably have to do it another day, though.
I'm not about to try that right now.
No. But yeah, we could definitely try it another day. We could schedule a day and try it. For sure.
I'm out of ideas. I mean, you said you chose Precar 3D. You did everything correct.
Yeah, and I had to put a new version of Make Runways.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
Yeah,
and
Who dares me to open up the, who dares me to open up the doors at 21,700 feet?
I wouldn't. I'll check.
Yeah, talk about passengers panicking.
Yeah.
Actually, see, this simulator doesn't have realistic physics.
Well, actually, it would if we had the realism actually turned on. Well, again, it would if we had realistic physics turned on. We don't.
Over the Gulf of Mexico, huh?
1,100 feet.
Oh, okay.
Cuba or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, from what I spoke from, because I looked at the OECCS and wondered why, I don't know if it's just compatible with some aircraft and not others.
No, it's compatible with all of them.
That's what I thought.
Did you choose the aircraft you were going to fly? You have to go to the aircraft. There's an aircraft selection thing, and you have to choose whether it's a 737 or
an Airbus.
Weren't generating the appropriate checklist.
Would that be under the data?
There's a bunch of select buttons.
Uh-huh.
And then it's under one of those, and you'll hear it say aircraft.
Yeah. It will be quite obvious, in the title, dialogue. It will be obvious.
Okay.
You'll hear from to aircraft, other things.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Probably why it's not.
Yeah, that might be why it's doing that.
That might be why. You never know.
I may never know that right there.
That might be your issue right there, you know?
I will look into that. Give it a try. I appreciate it.
That's probably a great deal.
That was actually fun the other day on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
You guys. That was
the one that
fun.
Got away.
The one that got away. Oh. I've got the top gun. Oh, I'm so stupid. I had the phone that I rang.
There we go.
-1,500 feet.
That would be me.
That would be me.
0.72. Autopilot map format 0.72.
That's my nickname. That's the thing I usually go by. So if you want to keep on this with their either one.
What's your Xbox name?
Raptor 3779.
RAPTER?
No,
OR. Oh.
0.71. Autopilot map hold map 0.71.
Raptor
290.
Mm-hmm. And then what were the numbers?
3779.
Is this you? Hold on. Okay, I already added you.
Nice.
Okay, I got you.
And I'm gonna put you as a favorite.
0.6,
where would I go to add? Where would I go to accept the request?
Where, on the app?
No, on the Xbox, if possible.
Oh, you go to... You should have gotten a notification.
I did.
So then you have to go to...
0.67. Autopilot map hold map 0.67.
Go to your guide.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it's under... It says,
what now?
It's under alerts.
Oh, yeah, you could get
it. Yeah, you can get it, too.
0.66.
-1500 feet/min.
Okay, so okay, where would the alerts be?
What do you have on your screen?
What's it?
What do you have on your screen?
I'm on the guide tab where I'm on, like, I'm where it says sign in tab, achievements, multiplayer, people.
Go right.
Guide, communication.
Right, one more time, I think.
System tab.
Flight level 250.
Okay, you should see something that says, like, on the top, like, alerts.
I'll just do it from the Xbox companion app. That way I can do it because.
Flight level 240.
Here, let me go to the Xbox companion app. That way I can add you there. There we go. I just added you as a friend.
Thank you. And you can add me as a favorite. I'm gonna change friendship and then put a favorite.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then what it'll do is whenever I'm online, it'll tell you.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, Josh, what's going on, man?
Flight level 190.
Nothing. 369 miles. I didn't know Sarah was streaming, so I'm streaming too. I'm doing the flight.
I don't know where Sarah went.
Oh. Sorry about that. I was talking this whole time.
Whoops.
I'm trying this flight one more time.
Jake says hi. He's not coming on Discord.
No, I know. He's spending time with his girlfriend, which is cool. I told him to leave alone.
What's up with that?
It's Jesse.
One headset. I'm sorry. Headset.
Jake, I don't think Sarah's Twitch thing is broken. I think its voice thing is broken. It's. I think she's probably getting a delay.
Again? Is it broken again?
Yeah, but the add-on itself isn't broken. It's the server that OBS is broadcasting on, via Twitch. Or are you doing Restream?
No.
Okay.
Just Twitch. And I have it to San Jose, like my closest
one.
It was working fine just a few hours ago.
Okay. Yeah, all right. It must be the ad on that, I guess. I guess it's, are you using the TTTTS thing? Okay. Well, mine is working right now. I don't know if it's going to break.
It's broken.
354 knots. Autopilot speed hold. Flight level 160.
Lucky one rest. Mark 3D rest. Ideal flight ideal. Lucky one rest. Mark 3D rest. Before.
Well, Josh, guess what, man?
What?
I updated my AirX cycles.
Oh, nice. You finally joined the 21st
joined the
century simulator, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it did.
Nice.
So I finally joined it. Now, Sarah and Jesse actually give me some tips on how to work Pro ATC X, and I realized what was going on. I didn't select the right aircraft, so
I had a thunderstorm on departure.
Flight level 150.
This flight.
No, that's not mine.
Jeez.
Lucky Mark rest. Mark 3D rest. People. Close to city. Marathon, Florida. 15.4 miles.
Jake's making a reference to the nosedives. The 21st century breakdown simulator 2021.
Yeah.
It's 49 degrees. Autopilot heading cold, 49 degrees.
Thankfully, you haven't had any nosedives yet.
Yes, I did.
One. Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. The first time I did the flight, it would have been great had my autopilot cut off and RNAV actually would have worked.
Flight level
140.53. The second time, I nosedived over Homestead, I think it was.
Oh, God.
Just right out of nowhere. I was making my descent. Yeah, it was bad. So this is my third time, and I'm doing my descent manually. Well, actually, I kind of chickened out and skipped the waypoint that I knew I was going to have issues at. And, yeah, I'm doing my descent manually. So, whatever works, as long as I get down, you know?
Oh, I'm flying through the thunder yet again.
Oh, God. So, where did you get your weather sound pack? This one that I heard like a few months ago?
It's, what is it?
I keep forgetting the address.
It's on the Flight Sim store. Ironically enough, Jordan, where are you? Who's landing? Well, Jake, I can't do that with Pro ATC because sometimes I want you to send via that rival a lot of times. Well, actually, no, it'll tell you to descend, but like a lot of times it'll just do it automatically. So.
Flight level 120. Not radio, two pushback calls.
Speaking of, I gotta add my approach in.
334 knots. Autopilot speed hold 0.51. Autopilot map hold map 0.51.
Yeah, the ideal flight speech thing doesn't give you a ton of information. It's only because of the way tramped, like.
I think I did it!
That sounds pretty good, Jesse.
That's not good.
What the?
Oh, not.
0.50. Autopilot map holds 0.50.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, Jake, but he kind of bounced, it looks like. I heard a don't sink after landing.
289 knots, autopilot SV hold, swingers on, 0.44, autopilot 1000 feet altimeter.
And I had it spot on.
Yeah, you did. What happened?
I don't know. I stopped and it didn't like.
48 degrees. Autopilot heading for 48 degrees.
Oh, dude. Oh, and that landing was like freaking flawless.
Jake says, power the. Or, you know. Pull the throttles back like F1 at 20, let go of the stick at 10.
0 feet per minute, level flight, autopilot vertical hold 0, autopilot altitude lock, 9,000 feet.
Oh, dude.
9,000 feet altimeter.
Oh, I wonder what I got
this.
Flight plan section 48,
14.6 miles. 14.6 miles. 48
and 32 degrees, autopilot heading hold 0.1.
Close to city, it's Nevada, Florida.
14.0 miles.
Whoa! Aircraft bounced, touched back down 38 feet per minute.
You could probably submit that. Can you? No.
You can.
349 degrees. Oh, no way. Touchdown at minus 1,000.
Okay, don't submit that.
Per minute. But I wonder which one they would accept.
The second one. Or they won't accept it because any of it because the second one just sucked.
Oh. And that thing sounded really good.
That's weird though. I mean.
What you guys up to?
Oh, Jesse just had the worst landing.
Oh, dude, I'll do this later. It's like late at night anyways.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I'm just hoping I finally get this flight done.
Which time zone are you guys in?
Eastern.
I'm in Pacific.
Oh, I'm in Eastern, she's in Pacific.
Oh, okay. So you guys are 2 hours behind.
Three hours.
I'm getting tired of doing this flight over and over.
I think he's been trying to do this flight for 3 days now.
Oh.
I get to the airport and I can get a satisfactory freaking landing.
My nose dives. Your landings. Yeah. So Josh, it looks like the. Oh. So Thomas, do you want to give the keystrokes to Josh too, just in case he needs them?
Yes.
No, I have them on. I got them from Flight Simulator.
Not that Flyaways. One.
Not
those keystrokes.
No. In Discord. What you can do in Discord, if you want to mute, you press Control Shift M.
Okay.
You
want to
deafen, press Control Shift D.
What is that?
I'll show you what deafen does. So. I just hit deafen. I can't hear you guys at all, and you guys can talk about me all you want because I'm not gonna hear you. Okay, I'm coming back now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then what mute does?
Is it mutes?
Yeah. It mutes you. Yes.
Oh, Josh, I had a interesting thing happen to me when I do a flight.
Oh God, it was interesting.
I installed Eloquence for 75, and I said, oh, because eloquence is pretty fast. And I go, oh, you know, I'll just use it with eloquence. Well, I don't know what happened. Eloquence broke, and none of my sappy voices work. And I had to restart the computer.
Ooh. Same thing happened to Camaro. Except he chose Code Factory Nathan. And it broke, so...
I thought it was Chevrolet, but...
What?
Okay.
I don't get the reference at all, actually.
The brand of cars?
No, I said Code Factory Nathan. I don't get what Chevrolet has to do with anything.
When you said Camaro?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
Oh, and, Josh, Thomas got an Xbox now.
Oh, you got an Xbox now, Thomas? Sweet.
Yep. Hey, sweetie!
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm not gonna do it, but one of these days, I'm gonna be curious and go to Uber and put my house as the departure and your house as the destination to see how much it would cost.
I'm thinking it'll probably cost you about $2,000.
Well, maybe yes, but prior, it was like, almost $200.
348 degrees.
Oh, man. I can just imagine, I go to the driver's gonna be happy.
I'm sure. I'll check, watch, check.
I'm not gonna be very happy. Autopilot altitude
lock, 9,000 feet off, level flight, autopilot vertical hold 0.0500. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet off, level flight, autopilot vertical hold
0.0500. I'll check, watch, check.
346 degrees.
I'll check, watch, check. Altitude level home. HPG check. Hang on, level. Bottom line. Demo. Light line, one check, watch, check. Bottom line. Hang on, level. HPG. Altitude level. I'll check, watch, check. Altitude level home. 0.0500. I'll check, watch. Bridge speed level home. 0.0000. I'll check, watch, check. Closest city is Morai, Florida, 24.4 miles, bearing 138.
Hey guys, I'm gonna disconnect for a little bit because I have to add another Discord.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably be back later if you guys are on. If not, sure.
Feel free to create an invite. You can create like a one day link invite like it'll expire in a day, and you can just create that and send it to your friend there who wants to join.
Absolutely.
Yeah, feel free to do that.
Yep, I will do that. Once again, thanks so much, guys, for having me. And
anytime.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so
you have fun.
Yep, I will. I will indeed. You guys do as well, and I hope your flights go a little better there, Jesse.
Yeah.
And I will also add you, Sarah. I will add you to my Xbox.
All right.
Yep. So.
Hey, yeah.
So.
Add. 0.4.
Okay. Can you give me your tag?
Yeah. I'll just DM it to you on Discord.
349 degrees. Autopilot heading
hold. Or just send me a DM on Twitter, will you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
350 degrees.
Okay, this is really weird.
Yep. And then I'll go ahead and add you as well. So get that going. Have you guys ever heard of the Blind Gamers Club? It's called Playjoy Tone Titans.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Yep, me too. I'm in it.
0.0500.
My altitude is set at 15,000, 9,000. It's not climbing, even if I recheck fly plan.
Okay.
Kind of odd, but all right, I'll just leave it alone, I guess. I'm fine right now where I am.
All right, guys, well, I'll see you later.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
Wow, this, tramp is not lagging today. Well, not as lagging as much as it used to.
Why am I not climbing? I hit fly plan. I hit my fly plan again, and it's in again, and it's not climbing. I'm, like, way below where it thinks I am or something. Well, I'm probably flying my star anyway, so I guess I can just leave it alone.
Whoa!
Not that I'm aware of, Jake. About an update to tramp, I don't think there was.
I'm still using 2.7, or whatever.
Okay, no, I'm on 8.
Okay, I'm still using 7.28 or something.
Is that you, Sarah, or, Jesse? Dice
what?
Roll.
Me?
Yeah, I'm not...
31 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 31 degrees. 32 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 32 degrees. 34 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 34 degrees.
35 degrees,
autopilot heading, 36 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 36 degrees. 37 degrees, autopilot heading, 38 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 30 degrees.
Did you see that new werewolf game?
40 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 40 degrees.
God, I haven't played it.
41 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 43 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 43 degrees. 44 degrees, autopilot heading, 45 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 45 degrees. 46 degrees, autopilot heading, 48 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 48 degrees. 50 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 51 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 51 degrees.
Is my altitude gonna change? 54 degrees,
autopilot heading hold, 54 degrees. 55 degrees, autopilot heading, 56 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 56 degrees. 58 degrees, autopilot heading, 60 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 60 degrees. 61 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 61, 62 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 64 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 65 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 66 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 66, 67 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 67, 69 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 69, 70 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 70 degrees.
71 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 72 degrees. Got it.
80 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 80 degrees. 81 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 81 degrees. 82 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 82 degrees. 83 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 84 degrees. Autopilot heading hold, 84 degrees. 85 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 86 degrees. Autopilot heading hold, 86 degrees. 88 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 76 degrees. Autopilot heading hold, 76 degrees.
1 FM NDY, 5.6 NM, 1.9 HKMI, 37.3 NM, 74.3 HKMI.
Yeah, I'm at 37 miles away. 75
degrees, autopilot heading hold, 75 degrees.
Probably a lot lower than this, or lower than that. Whatever.
74 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 74 degrees.
If it's a star, tramp will descend.
Well, I rechecked fly plan, so are you sure the Pacific is going to, like, take back control at some point?
if you uncheck and check fly plan, it's in control.
Check
the star. Does it have a restriction? Like, check the description.
Oh, I saw it change. Vertical speed 0000000 something. So yeah.
25 HG 07 1 mile. Map 1 PDF.
Holy crap!
Hey! Quiet!
54 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 54 degrees.
Not you guys.
53 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 53 degrees. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet. 52 degrees,
Charlie,
autopilot heading hold, 52 degrees.
Come on.
51 degrees, autopilot heading hold, 8,500 feet altimeter. -1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, -1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet.
50 degrees,
autopilot heading hold, 50 degrees, 279 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold, 279 knots.
He's at home.
-1200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1500 feet. 0.43. Autopilot map hold max 0.43. -1100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1500 feet. 274 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 8,000 feet altimeter. Nav radio 1 has distance measuring equipment. -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. 0.42. Autopilot map hold max 0.42. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
Yeah.
-1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. 0.41. Autopilot map hold max 0.51 degrees. Autopilot tail hold 51 degrees. Nav radio 1 has glide slope and back course. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
Yeah, hit
7,100 feet.
Oh, here
-1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. 55 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 55 degrees. -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
0.39.
Autopilot map hold max 0..
-1,200 feet.
Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
I wonder if I should suggest like
-1,100 feet. Autopilot vertical hold -1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
Whatever else is being spoken.
0.38. Autopilot map hold max 0.38. Nav radio 1 active 110.300 MHz. Nav radio 1 has glide slope distance measuring equipment and back course. Nav radio 1 obedience compass heading 93 degrees. Nav radio 1 has glide slope distance measuring equipment and back course.
Nav 1 has distance measuring equipment. Okay. So, but that's not localized.
6,000 feet altimeter. 0.37. Autopilot map hold max 0. -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
How many miles are you from the airport?
Ideal flight direct controls. 5:53 men, 1/2 car, 10.3 and 2 minutes and 25 seconds HKMIA, 19.5 and 4 minutes and 34 seconds HKMIA.
None of the miles?
19 miles?
Yeah.
Okay.
239 knots. Autopilot SV hold 239 knots.
Okay, try... Some have, like, distance measure.
Do what now?
If it's, like, by about 15 to 13 miles at approach, if it does
0.36, autopilot map hold max -900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
That is interrupted by something else.
Right.
Modules. Direct me. Modules. 5.5 car. 7.7 and 1 minute 53 seconds HKMIA. 16.9 and 4 minutes and 9 seconds HKMIA.
16.9 nautical miles away.
Low 20% GSI. -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
Nav radio 1 has back course, Nav radio 2, I'm on cruise and I'm getting my back course. You capture the glide slope when you start hearing
-600 feet. Autopilot vertical hold -600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
Oh, I've been hearing that for a while.
Low 10% GSI, -900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. 0.33. Autopilot map hold max. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. Off. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute.
10% GSI.
4,000 feet altimeter, -700 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
You're like.
-800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet.
Above or below, whatever it said, 7% below. Like you're
214 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold 5% GSI. -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. -70% CDI. 0% GSI. -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,400 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. Swingers on. -30% CDI. 3,500 feet altimeter. -20% CDI. -1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,000. -5% CDI. -5% GSI. -900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. 0.32. -30% CDI. -10% GSI. -600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 1,500 feet. 204 knots. Autopilot
SV hold 3,000 feet altimeter.
minus 700 feet remaining. Yeah,
Jake,
critical cold minus 700 feet remaining.
Water pilot
altitude drop 1,500
miles. Bearing 116.
Zero percent DSI, minus 900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, minus 900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet. Spoilers, off. 199 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold, about 10% DSI, minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet. 0.30, left 40% CDI, 0.29, left 30% CDI. Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet. 189 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold, 20% CDI, about 5% DSI, minus 1,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, landing gear down. Left 5% CDI, 0% GSI, minus 800 feet per minute. Horizontal. Autopilot vertical hold, minus 800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet.
Heading
0% CDI, minus 700 feet per minute. Autopilot horizontal. Vertical hold, minus 700 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet. 0.28. Autopilot map hold, max 0.179 knots. Autopilot test, right 10% CDI, below 5% GSI, minus 600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold, minus 600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 1,500 feet. 0.28.
I think the important thing is that the reason why we were, like messing up when it came to approach,
autopilot test,
was that if the nav radio was not horizontal situation, yeah.
169 knots, autopilot test vehicle, 0 feet, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet, level flight, autopilot vertical hold, 0.
Nav 1 was not on,
0% CDI, about 5% GSI.
If the nav radio was not on, nav 1 was not on the ILS, like, if you go to M2 and you hit approach, it would like,
1,500 feet altimeter.
Do weird stuff with the descent and all that.
0.24,
right?
Autopilot map hold, max 0.24.
I just hope my autopilot cuts off this time.
Well, it sometimes it might not, so when you get to like 200 feet, 250 feet, and it doesn't,
cut it off.
0.23, autopilot map hold, max 0.23.
And that will turn off the autothrottle.
Oh!
So if you do it manually, yeah, we'll turn it off. Then off.
149 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold. 149.
1,000.
All right, 1,000.
1,000 feet. Feet. 144 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold.
If
minus 100 feet. Autopilot vertical hold. Minus 100 feet.
I got that.
0 feet. 0.22. Autopilot map hold. 0.22.
Right on.
800 feet. Below 10% GSI. Minus 200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. Minus 200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 0 feet. 700 feet, 0.21, autopilot, minus 300 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 300 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet. 600 feet, minus 400 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 400 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
500.
500 feet, below 20% GSI, minus 500 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 500 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
400.
Minus 600 feet per minute, autopilot vertical hold, minus 600 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
With auto throttle on, Jake.
You don't.
50 feet, minus 700 feet per minute, autopilot
well,
vertical hold,
yeah,
minus 600 feet per minute, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet.
I don't even.
Approaching
don't even
minimums.
Touch
minus 800 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. Minus 800
Come on,
feet per minute.
Cut
autopilot
off. Cut off. Cut off.
Minimums.
190 feet. Below 30% GSI. Minus 900 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold. Minus 900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock. 0 feet. Autopilot
100.
Vertical hold. Off. Autopilot airspeed hold. 0 knots. Off.
50. 40.
45
30,
feet, below 40% GSI,
20,
autopilot master switch off, 0 feet per minute, level flight,
10,
autopilot vertical hold 0, autopilot altitude lock, 0 feet, 0.00, 25 feet, nav radio 1 has localizer, 30 feet,
terrain, 20,
ah,
10,
15 feet,
oh
on ground.
Shoot, race on, that wasn't good,
was it, like,
I pulled back a little bit too much on the stick, but I think I came in a little hard.
Yeah, you know you pull too much on the stick when Ideal Flight says that you're like at 100 and something feet.
Yeah, I kind of didn't. No, actually, I was at 20 feet, so.
Yeah, but when it says 20 feet and then it's 30 feet, 40 feet, you're going up, that's about.
Let's see. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought. Let's see.
Track runner, send button, premium button, check map, flight button, pilot center, finish button, copy lock, cancel, pause at top,
I doubt it.
Event switch list, 7:31 and 8:31 and 23 seconds p.m. Event, landed in 26:28 and 29 seconds p.m. Event, flash set position data, 8:31 and 6 seconds p.m. Event, touchdown early at minus 426 p.m.
Actually, not bad. Minus 426.
Nice.
Guys, we'll be back in a second. I'm just going to mute my mic so that I don't change
until I'll be back. Cancel button, copy, fish, pilot center button, fish button, press, pilot wire, press, pilot center, notification,
hurt.
Well, we'll see if it got it.
Notification, pilot center button.
Accepted.